Blog Talk Radio.
Our intro music and our outro music, and we want to thank him so very much for doing that. We love him for that. And if you get a chance, visit him on SoundCloud. Go over to soundcloud.com and just look up Man in a Loft Downtown, and you'll be able to hear some of his original music as well as current mixes and more of his awesome talent. As you know, it is Health Literacy Month. October is Health Literacy Month. And so this month we're going to be talking with all people who will be able to give you information and share wisdom about becoming a more healthier and authentic you. At the top of the half hour, at the top of the hour, we're going to be speaking with a wonderful, wonderful health practitioner, Ms. Ken Reese Young. And we'll be taking questions and comments at around 10 o'clock. So if you have questions and comments, please do call in. You know the number, 347-996-3160, and she will be able to answer questions for you, as well as we'll be doing a great giveaway at 10 o'clock. So if you want to be able to have an opportunity to win a wonderful session with Ken Reese or Reese, My Living Healthy Young, be sure to call in, and we'll be taking a call, and we'll be giving away this wonderful gift. So now, I want to bring in this wonderful, wonderful person. She is a writer, motivational speaker, health and lifestyle coach, Ms. Reese Young. Reese, are you there?
I am here, Cynthia. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, my goodness. I am fantastic. It's beautiful here in Phoenix. How about you back in New York?
Everything is wonderful here in New York, and of course we hear that, so we know that you're hailing from Kingston, Jamaica.
That's right.
and we're happy to have you here in the States, even if it's as far as Arizona and not New York just yet, but we can't wait to get you here in New York.
Oh, man, I'll be there shortly. You know how, what's her name, kicked her heels, and she showed up where she needed to be? Right, I'm just kicked her heels and I'll be there in a jiffy.
Good. Now, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about you and what you do?
Okay, wow. Well, first of all, Cynthia, I think it's important for people to know where I started out. You know, like many of the persons on this call who are listening in on the show, I started out working in a very, very stressful environment, stressful job, worked in telecommunications for a number of years in a senior role, you know, traveling over 30-odd countries. And as I began to travel, you know, across the globe, I began to see a certain commonality in persons who were working very hard that they were forgetting about themselves, you know. So I think my mission began there, where I started to just help people to say, hey, you know, I know you love your job, but remember, you come first. And if you don't put yourself first, then you're going to be in big trouble. So with that, I started researching, trying to figure out how can I formalize the knowledge that I have. And I came across the most amazing school. I mean, I talk about this place. It's really a movement more than a school. It's called Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And it's actually located right in your backyard, Cynthia. It's right in New York City. And I studied a program there, became a certified health and lifestyle coach. And of course, out of that came my ability also. Like, you know, it awakened latent talents that I had that I didn't even know was there, like my ability to motivate and inspire people, you know, and move them beyond the ordinary. And that's where I'd say my journey really began about 4 years ago. And ever since then, I've just been gracing stages, not just in Jamaica, but also in Miami, also in New York City, doing talks, you know, wellness workshops or corporate organizations. And of course, my favorite part, which is working one-on-one with women, especially. I've worked with men, but working one-on-one with women in terms of helping them to take back their power, you know, take back their control in terms of their nutrition, you know, take off their relationships.
Well, now, you mentioned the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and I would love for you to be able to explain to us what integrative nutrition is really about.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, you know, as the word suggests, when you integrate, that means you're pulling together different things and combining. Integrative nutrition is not just the traditional nutrition where you're talking about foods on your plate. At the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, we believe in foods that not only feed your body, but also feed your mind and your spirit. So we talk about the ability to combine those two. So it factors in mind, body, and spirit. How, you know, what feeds you. And of course, Cynthia, we have a term that we call primary foods. And of course, the average person will think that, you know, your primary foods are the foods that you put on your plate. But those we actually call secondary foods. Primary foods for us are foods that feed our spirits, you know, on a daily basis, our jobs, our relationships, things that, you know, our finances, things that affect our spirits, things that affect our minds, because that is also feeding us.
Well, give us some examples of primary food, because, I mean, listening to the explanation, and we're going to, you know, get into a little bit about primary and secondary foods, but when you say it's a thing that feeds our spirit and our mind and everything, what are we talking about?
Absolutely. As I mentioned before, you know, your primary foods is things about your relationships, so the different persons that you communicate with, the things that you're listening to on a daily basis, you know, what kind of programs do you watch, you know, what are you involved in, you know, your social groups, those kind of things are really your primary foods. Because those are the things that connect to the heart and feed the spirit and the mind. And of course, you know, whatever is feeding your mind on a daily basis will really result in the kind of lifestyle that you're living.
Yes. Yes. So we're talking about the things that go and, you know, that we watch and see from television, the things that we listen to, from music to the words, a couple words from people, negative words from people, and just so on. So you really teach people how to either choose or be aware of the primary food they're receiving into their life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful. And the secondary food, now what are we talking about?
I'm sorry, Cynthia. The line is a little bit choppy. I'm not sure why that's happening. Can you repeat that, please?
Sure. Now we're talking about secondary foods. When you speak of secondary foods, what do you mean?
Okay, so when we talk about our secondary foods now, we're talking about those foods that we actually put on our plates. So, for example, what types of nutritional things you put into your body, you know? What are the things that you're eating on a regular basis that's going to literally impact, you know, your physical ability to carry out your daily tasks, how it makes you feel? And, of course, Cynthia, a lot of people may not know this, but foods actually affect your moods. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah.
I know that.
You're in tune, girl. Yes.
I know sugar makes me bounce off the wall. So, and I know that like pastas make me feel wonderful and calm. And, you know, certain things that I was eating, I did start noticing it would make me feel a certain way. And I would also just kind of gravitate toward those foods.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about how foods affect our mood.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tailor your talks to individuals and to groups, or is how food affects us something that's just kind of universal?
Okay, well, yes to all of the above. First of all, I do tailor my talks to individuals, and I also tailor it to groups. So, for example, one of the things that we talk about in integrative nutrition is bio-individuality. Every day, Cynthia, you're hearing about a different diet, and it's so overwhelming, you know. And a lot of people say to me, you know, Reese, how come your success rate is so high? And I say it's simple, because when a client comes to me, Cynthia, I look at their ancestry. We do what we call a detailed health history. And we get into the understanding of who this individual is. What are some of the things they're doing on a daily basis? Because giving somebody a diet sheet and saying this is good for you is absolutely wrong. Because you must know that individual. You must get an understanding of the things that are impacting them on a daily basis, what's been going on from their past to actually understand what would best suit them. For example, Cynthia, for somebody who is sitting at a desk every day, their diet is going to be completely different from somebody who is on a construction site, who is burning up those calories. You know, their caloric needs are going to be completely different. And I don't like to talk about calories because I don't do the counting thing. So don't even go there with me, you know. But I'm just giving a, I'm just giving a simple example of, you know, how different things are tailored. Now, depending on the grouping that I'm dealing with, if a corporate entity hires me, then they would have given me an understanding of what it is they want to impact their employees. So perhaps I would get a health, what I call a health profile, of the top three or five illnesses that affect their employees, and then I'd be focusing on that, you know? And there'd still be some amount of tailoring to individual needs. Absolutely.
Nice. Nice. So, you know, for example, when you're talking about helping a company, if you're going to a company and you're having a full seminar of, you know, maybe at least more than five people, 5, 10, 15 people, what kind of information can you collect in order to better tailor your talks to that particular retreat or company?
Well, first of all, as I mentioned earlier about the company's profile, you know, when I meet with the HR coordinator or whosoever is hiring me, I will get a sense of what it is they want, because a lot of times organizations have a sense of what it is they're looking for, and based on that message, then I would tailor it. So I would definitely ask questions like the age group we're dealing with, what are some of the challenges or things that these persons might have mentioned. In some cases, I might even send out a very, very brief survey, because you have to be very careful about the long-windedness, you know. So I'll send out a very brief survey of what it is that you want to know about nutrition. What is it that you want to know about changing your life? And I must point out, Cynthia, because I'm not a nutritionist, I'm a health and lifestyle coach, which is very different from a nutritionist, because nutrition is only a small part of what I do to help somebody to come back into balance, into awakening the authentic self.
Well, then let's touch on some of the other things that you deal with other than talking with them about, as you said, primary and secondary foods, not nutrition, but the food that they ingest. And then what are the other things that you touch on?
Well, okay. So what I found, Cynthia, is that a lot of the clients that come to me, they usually come to say, oh, I need to lose some weight or I need to improve my energy. But once I begin to do that detailed health history, a whole host of other things come out, you know. And some of those things are like abuse from their past, especially with the women, because 90% of my clientele is really women. And I find that they're in abusive relationships. You know, some of them are dealing with trauma from back in the past where they were molested, broken relationships, women who have had poor relational issues with men, you know, things like that. So a lot of the times I have to work with them in order to help them to heal that from the past.
So it's full body healing, basically. This is truly bio-individuality, like you mentioned earlier. And you're touching, like, digestive issues, low energy, past healing, like you said, and then finding balance in core issues. We spoke very briefly about core issues. Can we touch on that just for a bit?
Sure. What do you like to touch on?
What are some of the core issues that you can help them kind of heal from, or those what you just mentioned?
Okay, well, some of the things that I just mentioned, what I find is that persons are looking for a way. There are many people, Cynthia, who are very unhappy in their lives, you know, and I think that's one of the core issues. I like to show people, how can you awaken your authentic self? Now, what does that mean? Many of us are living lives that are diametrically, and I'm going to use that very big word now, right, that is diametrically opposed to who you were created to be. A lot of persons are trying to find purpose. You know, who am I? Why am I here? You know, I get up every day and I go to this 9-to-5 job or 8-to-5, whatever it is. I'm doing 10 jobs. I'm totally in debt. And I don't know where I'm going. I don't have a man. Or if I do have a man, the relationship sucks. You know, what I do with that individual is to help them to find their real self, you know, help them to show, I help them to see how beautiful life can be and how much they have choice. Because many times people are of the notion that they don't have choice, and that's not true. We all have choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's based on those choices that we make that brings us down a particular path. So I kind of help them to see that, you know.
Now, you mentioned that you're not an independent, nor are you, but do you feel that doctors should have their place in it?
So we're breaking up again. I don't think Phoenix loves New York the way I do.
Can you hear me better now? I think I'm a little better.
I'm trying to move into a spot to see. Okay, go ahead now.
Okay, is it a little bit better now?
A little bit better.
Okay. No,
this is Murphy's Law in action. We're not going to panic here. Hold on a second. Let me see if I get on the patio if it's any better.
Okay.
Go ahead. Speak again, please.
Okay. My question was, you mentioned that you don't do your doctor, you're a health and lifestyle coach. You do feel that nutritionists and doctors are public in what you do.
I'm sorry, Cynthia. What if I hang up and redial in? Is that okay?
That would be okay, and then I'll make a couple of announcements and then to you back in, okay?
Okay. I'm going to have to hang up and dial back in. Just give me a second, okay?
Okay. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry about this. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty as our guest is calling from Arizona. I don't want you to leave. I want you to hang up. He's coming right back, in. And if you want to be a partnership and you want to have with then I want to be part of possibly winning a thing with her. Please, you have number 347-96-10. So number one, we know that you have something to say and we'll be right in up to the conversation. I'm going to let our guest back in.
Hello. Yes, you can go ahead.
Okay.
It's breaking up really badly. Perhaps if you type the questions in the question box, I can answer. Hopefully everybody's hearing me.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Doing that, of course, you're going to be texting and anything. And all you've already heard me ask the question is about nutritionists, doctors.
Since you're hearing me, for some reason your voice is coming across chopped up. I hope everybody else is hearing clearly. I do apologize. This is Murphy's Law. And whenever you're going to get something that's very, very important, these things do happen. So please be patient with us. Don't leave. We're going to sort this out in a little bit. Cynthia, I'm typing on the message box that we were speaking on. So if you could just check that, if you can hear me. Now, nutritionists and doctors, they definitely have a place in nutrition. What I would say to persons is this, right? Everybody plays a different role. For the doctors, they are clearly there for diagnosis and sometimes for treatment, right? But what you have to understand is that when you have any kind of chronic illness, the first thing you're going to have to do is change your lifestyle, and that's where a coach comes in because that's not something that happens overnight. You know, Cynthia, if you've been doing something for 20 years, it's going to take a while to basically change that. And that's something that we need to be clear about. So doctors and nutritionists, they absolutely have a place in integrative nutrition. No doubt about that. Now, when a client comes to me, one of the things that we do, we set goals in order to change your lifestyle. But you first understand what are the things that you want to change.
Oh, we're losing you. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. Can you hear me?
Okay, now I hear you. You were kind of going out again, but I can hear you now.
Excellent. I know I can hear you clearly. So you were asking, how does one set goals for changing your lifestyle?
Yes.
All right. The problem is not the goal setting oftentimes, Cynthia. The problem is actually keeping those goals, meeting those goals. So, excuse me, what you find is that a lot of people are good at writing down stuff, but they don't know how to get to the actual goal itself. And that's where a coach comes in. That's where a professional comes in. What I would say to somebody is don't set more than 3 goals per quarter, right? So every 3 months, if you find you can have your long-term goal, like what do I want my life to look like,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Do that at first. But once you've done that, now you need to take those bigger goals, do what we call reverse engineering. So break it down to say, okay, how am I going to get to this bigger goal? So, for example, you decide in the next 5 years, I want to lose 100 pounds, you know, I want to take back my life, you know, I want to live in LA, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I help you to not only live in LA, but also help you to lose that 100 pounds?
Right.
You have to be very clear about it. So you want to do what we call SMART goals. You want to be specific, you know, it must be precise. You must be able to measure those goals as you go along.
Okay, and what are some of the reasons why someone would need to have a coach or help with their nutrition? What are some of the things that bring on the negative impacts of just, you know, regular living of life?
Well, first of all, Cynthia, many of us, what we do is that we fall prey to our thinking, our thought pattern, right? And I remember one time I was having I was on stage, and it came to me, I said, have a thought about your thoughts. Have a thought about your thoughts. What are you
mm-hmm.
thinking? So
mm-hmm.
it whatever constantly, I don't know, everybody here probably watches Oprah, you hear it over and over again, and it's not a novel concept. But really, whatever you are thinking, your predominant thought is what you become. So many persons say, oh, my reality is, and it's followed by my reality is that I have no money, my reality is that I'm broke, my reality is that I'm overweight. Now, how a coach comes in is that that person has seen many examples of that, and that person has a formula that will get you to another level. I'll give you a good example, Cynthia. There's a young lady who called me a few days ago. Her boss asked me to coach her, because many times that's what people do as well. You know, people contact me to coach somebody else. They'll actually pay for the sessions and say, you know, Reese, I wanted to work on this person. So this young lady, hopefully she's listening in, and she's so cool. She was very depressed. I deal with a lot of depression issues as well. She was very depressed, very out of balance, and, you know, not knowing where she wants to go. Her job is not working. Nothing is working for her, you know. And within 2 sessions, I'm not saying she's healed or everything is perfect, but within 2 sessions, she was able to change her view. I was able to show her that her thinking was taking her down a path that was going to only spiral and spiral, kind of like the snowball effect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, as a coach, I'm able to say, hold on a second. This is what you're thinking, but is this real? You know, because
right.
a lot of that is enveloped and wrapped in fear, you know. And of course,
mm-hmm.
you know, the false evidence appearing to be real.
Mm-hmm.
False
mm-hmm.
to be real. So a lot of the times, what we're thinking you know, isn't necessarily true.
Okay.
And there's a way to reshape and reform your thinking.
Yes. Now you mentioned some time ago that you have to give the body what it asks for.
Yes.
And sometimes you know people can take that completely out of context. So when you talk about giving the body what it asks for,
yes.
what do you mean? How do we listen to our bodies, listen to our minds? And give it what it needs in order to really prosper, to become prosperous individuals in each part of our lives?
That's a great question, Cynthia. First of all, the average person knows the right things to do. You know you're supposed to eat your green vegetables. You know that you're supposed to take breaks. You know, all of these different things. But there are times when there are specific things that are coming to us and we ignore it. So, for example, and I'm guilty. I'm raising my hand all the way over here in Phoenix. I like to work out, and you see when you join my fan page, you see that I have some workout videos. Now, for a few weeks, I've been having a pain in the ball of my foot, and what did I do, Cynthia? Did I stop and go check it out, Oh, no, because I I'm superwoman, right? So what I did was I kept exercising on it. And now it's gotten so bad, I had to go and check it out. You know, thank God it's nothing major. It's just a strain. But my body was saying, hey, you're fit, you're sexy. Come on, give me a break now, you know. I need rest. And that's one of the things that I say to people. When people see me, like even me being on vacation right now, I had to take a pause. I had to say, look, all of these great things are going on. I have my radio show. You know, I'm doing all of these talks. I'm flying here. I'm flying there. But I got to take a break. Now, my body was telling me that, but I was ignoring it. So if you take a pause in your quiet time, and everybody on this call should have a quiet time of 5 minutes in the morning and at least a half an hour, at least 5 minutes, I should say, right? When you rise in the morning, just take time to recenter yourself and set some intentions for the day. And as you go out into the evening when you're done, you should also take time to just listen, just be quiet, just be still. And you'd be surprised to know the things that come to you in that quiet space. And that's when you will know what your body needs. And your body does need to
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry,
madam. No. I said I love it. I love what you're saying because, I mean, we talked about practice of relaxation. So I know that that's what you mean. That's exactly what you're touching on right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's so important. And that's my favorite word, guys. You're going to hear that. You know, when something hits, I'm going to say awesome or absolutely. Right? let me tell you this, Cynthia. A lot of times when we go to the doctor, we already know what's going on with us, you know, but we lie to ourselves. Back in the day, you know, old wives, nobody went to doctors and all. They knew, you know, you're having a headache, you put out a warm cloth and you lie down, you know. You're having a throat issue, you get some honey and you drink some warm water, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Nowadays, we're taking all of these different pills. There's a pill for every single thing. And when you hear those commercials, oh, take this pill, but if you have this could cause high blood pressure, heart attack,
side effects.
Oh my gosh! Then why are we taking it? Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want anybody on this call who is on medication to just jump off. But one of the things that I do with my clients is we do what we call a slow process of elimination. So you reverse whatever it is. You reduce that medication, and you put foods in your body that's going to feed you. You understand me? So what are the things for your mind that you need to be fed with, and foods that are going to be high in nutrients, Cynthia? That's what you need to get, and that's what you need to put in.
Right, because, in our talk, you were also talking or saying to me that foods have healing herbs and healing properties.
Yes, they do.
So how do you know, I know you said, for those of you, just in case she was breaking up and you didn't get a chance to understand precisely what she said, she said she's not recommending anyone to stop taking their medication. What she normally does with her clients is she talks with them, she finds out what medications they're on, and they make and create a plan where they can kind of wean the patient off of the medication and start integrating healing herbs and healing foods into the diet that will then, you know, take care of the symptoms and the negative symptoms that they're having in their life. Is this correct?
Absolutely correct, Cynthia. One of the things I wanted to say is this, and I always use this example anywhere I go. Do you ever notice when you're eating, for example, something that's bad, you want to eat more of it?
Yeah.
For example, you're eating pizza, you know, and of course you can't have healthy pizza because I'm going to make a healthy pizza tonight with broccoli and all those things on top with gluten-free, with a gluten-free bread. But what I want to say to you is this, right? The reason why when you eat bad stuff, your body's saying, give me more, is because your body does not know the word pizza. What it knows is vitamin A, vitamin D. It knows magnesium, potassium, phosphate, zinc, all of those things that your body needs, all the vitamins, minerals, and, you know, all the nutritious stuff that your body needs. So when you eat a slice of pizza, here's what your body is saying to you. It's saying, oh, my goodness, what's that? Okay, I didn't get what I was supposed to get to function properly. Can you give me a piece more so I can find the nutrients in it? So that's why you keep eating yourself. Now, the opposite is true. When you take, for example, a glass of green juice, so you get your kale and you put it in your blender with some coconut water or purified water. You put a piece of ginger. You put some pineapple and you blend it up and you drink it. Your body goes, ah, I know what this is. Because in your green vegetables, is all the essential vitamins and minerals that you need, right, to keep your body in harmony and in balance.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the difference?
Yeah. I do. Now I can truly say that my body has pizza. I don't know about anybody else's body.
Yes.
But my body likes pizza, so I'm going to, like, totally reject what you're saying about pizza and eat it anyway.
No.
Because I like it.
But I would get up this time. Cynthia, you're young now, and this is one of the things I say to people is this, right? You
mm-hmm.
see, when you're young, mm-hmm. you can do pretty much anything. But as you get, you're not eating for now, right? You're eating for on a time continuum. Right?
Yes.
And we're all dying, you know, we're all dying. Because my dad has this thing, he's like, you know, when I talk to him, he's like, oh, baby, oh, if you eat, you're going to die, and if you don't eat, you're going to die. And I know there are people on the call that's probably saying that too. But the truth is, if you want a reality check, go to one of the hospitals in the area where people are suffering. People have all manner of digestive issues, depression, and see, and cancer, oh my goodness, I don't even want to touch on that. And see whether or not you want to live the quality of life that you want to live. Do you want to be, like, vibrant and, you know, excited and enjoy every moment that you have here? It's your choice. But if you choose that you want to live a life of vibrance and fun and all of that, then you can talk to Reese. I'll help you with that.
Nice.
So,
nice.
You know,
I like that very much. You were saying, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say to you that I practice the 90-10 rule. I don't have a specific diet. I mean, I've studied over 100 dietary theories and more at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And I just want people to know that I'm not an advocate of any diet at all. I'm an advocate of a lifestyle, whatever works for you in terms of making your body feel good. So when a client comes to me, we work on that. We eliminate, we take stuff out, we put stuff in, you know, and I love the crowding out methodology that we use. The crowding out methodology, Cynthia, is simply this. I don't care what else you eat, as long as you eat certain food that I give you on the list that is high in nutrients. Because I guarantee you that if you eat that, the cravings that you're having for certain things is going to go down.
Good. Good, because your cravings are real. I remember, you know, there are times when I totally, totally crave sugar, and that's all I want to eat. I am that kind of, I can be a binge eater. For just 1 week, all I want is not even a pint, it's a quart of ice cream. I would eat a quart of ice cream every single day. and I know it's not good, but I think, you know, your tongue is so used to sugar that I have to wean myself from, because, you know, almonds and things that I try to integrate that and come away from the sugar and eat more. Things like that. Okay, now I see that. A little bit. Can you hear me? I'm going to type the questions in, but can you hear me a little bit?
I'm sorry, Cynthia, break up in the last part, but I'm assuming that you said something about craving sugar.
Yes.
Okay. One of the things that I want to say about craving of sugar, especially soft, mushy things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we learned it. I love that. I deconstruct cravings. If you're craving sugar, for example, very sweet stuff, a lot of the times there are emotional issues that are going on. And also, too, there could be low energy, so your body's telling you to eat something that's going to give you energy, which is the first thing is something sweet. The problem with that, though, Cindy, is that sugar crashes the body. So you eat it, it takes you on a high, it crashes you. It takes you on a high, it crashes you. So it's always about the next fix. And the problem with that is that that's where things like cancer comes in. So when you're eating stuff that you're constantly up and down, taking the body through oscillations, then that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Because your body is never at what we call homeostasis. It's never at that level that you need to be at. So your body is going into shock, in and out of shock, and that damages you. So sugar, any form of craving you're having, the more you increase your vitamins, minerals, nutrients, it's a less you have those cravings, right? Sometimes
yes.
People are angry, you crave crunchy foods, right? Think about a time when you, after, you know, you're at work and somebody upsets you, you want to eat chips. The first time I learned this concept, I was like, wow. I remember, for example, I used to like to eat cheesecake whenever my husband was traveling. And I was like, oh, my God, what's this about? And then I realized that every single time he was about to board that plane, you know, he's a touring musician, I would always be craving cheesecake, something mushy, something soft. So watch when you crave something and look at when you're having that craving.
Okay, that's good. You can kind of keep a diary so you can kind of figure out how you can integrate other foods into your eating plan so that you don't have to necessarily go straight for the sugar.
Absolutely.
Okay, okay. Now, there's something else that we talked about. We talked about really, I don't know, can you hear me? Can you still hear me?
I'm hearing it. It's a little bit choppy, so if you're asking a question, please just type it in the box.
Okay, I haven't asked questions yet, but I'm about to ask a question, and it's really about focusing on prevention. How do we get the mind to start thinking on focusing on prevention more than about curing ailments?
Did you say how do we get the right serving of vegetables in?
The right question right now, what I was saying is how do we find
I hope everyone is hearing us clearly. We're so sorry about this. I'm not sure.
Either way, we're going to plan to get together on screencast or live on video. So we'll talk about this again, but we're going to finish out the show anyway. We're not going to even get the set us. So go for it.
I love this question, Cynthia. How do we get the mind focused on prevention and not curing? You know, one of the easiest ways is to look around you and see the persons that have fallen ill. And watch, especially people who have had cancers, and when you look at, you know, some of the things that cause their cancers, you know, that's the easiest way to get your mind to start focusing on prevention. Because we know that if we already know the outcome, if we do not treat our bodies right, if we do not eat right, if we do not feed our spirits right, where we're going to end up. So, for example, the persons who are going through depression, you know, that sadness, that anxiety, you know the things that you're doing that's bringing you there. You know, you may be in a job that just does not make sense anymore. Why are you still there? You know, what plans are you putting in place? What people are you doing to enlist? What people are you getting to enlist in helping you to move from that space? Same thing with in terms of food. You know that when you eat a particular thing, it makes you feel badly. You also know, you know, that this could very well in the long run cause severe issues. That's how you get your mind in terms of prevention and not curing. Because let me tell you something, Cynthia, it's far way cheaper to get a coach now if you see that you're heading down the wrong path to get, you know, some kind of practitioner on board to help you than what it will cost you if you should get one of those chronic illnesses. Because the medication and the stress and the pain that you're going to go through, it's certainly not worth it. It's absolutely not worth it.
Right, right. You're so right about that. I always talk to my friends when I go for personal training at the gym. And sometimes,
yes,
you know, when people take a look at my budget, they go, you know, that's kind of expensive. Why would you pay so much to go for training? And I always say, you know what, I could either pay this amount right here or I could pay in the emergency room or in the hospital for not taking care of myself. So
yes,
I prefer to pay, you know, compared to what could be. This is a small percentage of my budget. You know, I can always replace money, but my body, I don't want to look into replacing anything for my body. I want to live with what God gave me and treat it well.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we talked about prevention. We talked about giving the body what it asks for and healthy dynamics and really taking a look at the quality of life that you are living. You know, you are feeding yourself, mind, body, and spirit based on the quality of life that you want. And if you're not, you should begin to do so now. And that is where you come in. You are the coach to kind of help them really slow down their thinking and pay attention. Be conscious of the choices,
yeah,
that they're making for their future. What inspired you to do this? And then let's talk about what's the average time of sessions that this takes to get done?
Okay. Well, first of all, what inspired me to do this? You know, for those of you on the call who knows our you know, the fastest man in the world, which is Usain Bolt, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm one inspired him to run. He, you know, one of those persons who you're just born with that, and that's who
yes.
you are. That's the best
yes.
way I can answer it. Yeah, because apart from the atrocities that I saw with my own friends, you know, persons, you know, traveling to so many different countries, you know, globally, and seeing people get ill and wanting to help, to tell you the truth, it was just always something that was in me. Ever since I was younger, I was always that friend who was giving the advice, you know, always helping people, figuring things out. You know, they always said that I am the fixer, you know. So I think that was just something. I think that was just something in me. I always loved to write, so it made sense to write inspirational pieces. I write for a local magazine in Jamaica called Wealth Magazine, and you know, it was just something that always came naturally. And of course, I love to give motivational talks. I mean, if somebody called me and said, "Hey, we need you to talk in Timbuktu," as long as they can find a budget to get me there, I'm there. You know, I even do free talks sometimes. Depending on where the location is, you know, I've done that, you know. Of course, that has to be in my country because, you know, it's costly to fly to Timbuktu. But it's something that I am absolutely passionate about. Now, the basic amount of sessions that I would tell anybody that they could do in terms of coaching is 4. And 4 is really just to set you on a path to see, you know, what it is you need. My longest program is 6 months. They say that it takes 6 months to really change a habit. And over that 6 months, it'll be 12 sessions. So we'll do 2 sessions per month. Now, depending on the individual, Cynthia, we can look to see what works best in terms of our budget. You know, I'm flexible. I try to make sure that I help people. So if it means doing email advice as opposed to always coaching them, you know, to help them with their budget, I'm also open to that as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, you don't just have to always travel some places. I know that you are available via Skype. Talk to me about all the places where they can find you. They can find you on Facebook. Are you on Twitter as well? Where are the places where people can find you?
Okay, well, let me give you all the digits and all that kind of stuff. So my email address, first of all, is info@mylivinghealthy.com. I know the order because I know people always mix it up and say healthy living. It's mylivinghealthy.com. So that's my email address. My numbers, I do have an international number, which is 718-687-4388. So that's 718-687-4388. Or my local number in Jamaica is 876-561-6297. I almost forgot my number there. I'm saying the wrong number. It's 876-561-4297. You see what I'm talking about? This is what happens when you're on vacation. Now on Facebook, it's facebook.com/mylivinghealthy. And the handle for Twitter is the same thing. It's mylivinghealthy for Twitter as well. I'm always, what I do, Cynthia, I coach people globally. So I have clients as far as Macau, China, you know. Yes, I know. And the time difference is crazy. But I've coached people as far as Israel. And most of my coaching sessions are done on phone or via Skype or Tango.
Nice. Very
and
nice.
When you get home from work, I work on flexi hours. You know, I don't march to the beat of the typical drum. So, you know, I do my thing differently. You know what I'm saying? So when you're done with work, you know, we're good to go or we have it in the day. It's all up to you depending on if I have that availability.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, I'm going to put all of your information into the Facebook event so that people are able to find you and like your page and go ahead and ask you questions. And for all of you, who are listening tonight, if you would like the opportunity to win a discounted session with Reese of mylivinghealthy.com, you can either call into this number, but you know what? We only have a few minutes left. If you believe it or not, we've already basically been talking for an hour. Can you believe that?
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe it.
Everything tends to go so smoothly and so nice, and I like it that way. I'm so happy about that. But you can still contact either one of us and let us know that you would like to take advantage of that offer. And I will put you in touch with Reese, or if you contact Reese, she already left her contact information on the show, but via telephone number, via Twitter, via everything. And be sure to follow her on Facebook as well as Twitter. I'm going to go over and follow you now. I don't think I followed you yet. So I'm going to go over and follow you now. And I guess I should go ahead and announce that we actually have started Tribal Wisdom on Twitter. Normally, you know us, we have Bridal Tribe on Twitter, where we really talk about all things weddings and love and all of that. But since we're becoming so popular and everyone is really starting to love what we do, we decided to create a Twitter account strictly for the radio show. And that handle is Blog Talk Radio, TWS, and Tribal Wisdom. So go on to Twitter, look us up, follow us. We will be posting a few quotes of some of the wisdom that was dropped on most of our shows. We will have Twitter chats and so on and so on. And we look forward to sharing things with you on Twitter. Now, you know, we're going to get ready to close the show. But let's really, you know, you're here on vacation. Are you going to come back? I want to invite you back to the show. In fact, like I said, we're going to do some things on Spreecast where we actually talk via video and people can get a real sense of who you are and what you do and the passion that you have for really stepping into individuals' lives and changing them.
Actually have a question and answer. So, you know, maybe we can do a show like that where, you know, we're doing a video and we pick ahead of time, you know, three or four women who have some issues and can, you know, give them some kind of free advice so people can get a sense, you know, of what we're about. Oh, and yes, let me just mention, Cynthia, that I started a group called Smart Sexy Single for single ladies out there, and that came out of my coaching women who are having lots and lots of relationship issues. So it's a closed group. You'll have to look for it. It's Smart Sexy Single, and it's a space for women to ask questions, you know, to jump in and ask questions about that.
Nice. So make sure that we post that in the event as well. You know, you're in the event, so you can go ahead and post it and let people know that they can find you there as well. And that's where you are giving advice and helping people do their thing. I love it. You're dealing with their issues. I think, again, you said you're helping to heal their issues from the past, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. No doubt about that.
Wonderful. All right.
I'm definitely coming back to the show. I'm very, very honored that you allowed me to join tonight to share with these women and gentlemen, if we have any on. And I definitely would love to come back to share more wisdom. Perhaps we can take a specific topic and I can present on that, you know.
Yes, we're going to work on that because, you know, this show is really about, you know, love and weddings and marriage and family as a whole, not just, you know, the pretty stuff on the outside, the ceremonies. And, you know, looking cute on the outside, the external stuff is beautiful, but we really like to get into the internal life of our listeners and help them to really, as Reese says, become an authentic you by improving your health, by improving your mindset, by allowing you to really have a conversation. I like to call myself the conversation starter because I love asking questions in order to find out how to make things better for myself and for the people around me. So if you like being a part of our conversation, please, you can be here every Wednesday night starting at 9:30 through 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, where we have a wealth of wonderful, wonderful guests that do not mind sharing themselves with you. Take advantage. Trust me, I do. And we will be posting up some of the wisdoms that they drop. That's coming up soon. And the rest of this month, we're still going to be talking about health literacy. Next week, we're going to have a fitness expert on, Ms. Kylie Ryan. I can't wait to speak with her. In the coming weeks, we're going to have a vegan on to talk about being able to transition into the vegan lifestyle, if that's something that you're thinking of. Now, me personally, I am a carnivore at heart and everywhere else, so I'm not giving up meat just yet. But it is always good to have the information on hand just in case I decide to make a change. We are about love, beauty, fun, weddings, and marriage. We're so happy that you came on to listen with us, that you joined us for tonight. We love you so much, and we hope to see you again here next week. We're going to say goodnight. Mm-hmm.